Let us pray. Stir us, Lord, to speak and to inspire compassion and always throughout our lives. In Christ's name, amen. This morning, we are taken to a place where we experience the feeding and healing of the Good Shepherd. We hear something of the reality of what it means to be a shepherd, who not only protects his sheep, but also gives up his own life to give us life eternal. Christ's compassion was felt by those who knew the voice of the shepherd, and by those who were not yet aware of their heritage as God's people. We begin with the 12 apostles returning from their first missionary journey to preach repentance, cast out demons, and heal people through the laying on of hands. Jesus responds to their reports of all that they had done and taught by extending an invitation. There is an immediate importance placed on the need for rest as God tells his disciples to come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. The disciples were warmly welcomed into Jesus's own pattern of ministry. After traveling to Capernaum, preaching in the synagogue, curing a demonic, and then healing Simon's mother-in-law, Jesus rises early the next morning and goes off to a deserted place to pray. Jesus and his disciples don't experience as much peace and solitude as they desire. There is a dramatic shift from rest to need and compassion. In Capernaum, it is the disciples who pursue Jesus. And finding him say, "Everyone is looking for you." In today's gospel reading, the crowd see the disciples and Jesus leaving by boat, and they are ready to meet and greet. When they arrive at the place Jesus had intended to be one of quiet and rest. Jesus had such compassion that he put rest on hold to heal and feed and teach his flock. People were innately drawn to him. While they had a need that pervades our gospel text, one of hope and promise. However, there is an underlying theme, one that is a deeper theme, one of peace that only God can give. When he responds to the yearning crowds of people, Jesus is moved to pity for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Our text summarizes the healings of Jesus in Gennesaret and the continued manifestation of his extraordinary power through his works. Jesus as a true shepherd is the inauguration of the divine kingdom. Moses's prayer in Numbers 27 asked God to appoint his successor, someone who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus, as a shepherd, serves as a critique of Israel's false leaders. The people of God had become the very thing that Moses and Ezekiel warned against: sheep without a shepherd. Jesus moved in compassion for the lost sheep. People were very much hungry for the word of God, to behold his majesty, to simply touch the fringe of his cloak. and be healed. He was the shepherd after God's own heart. As Christians, we are called to be shepherds ourselves after God's own heart. We are all disciples. How do we reach those that need prayer? Who among us needs renewal? Maybe our own selves. There are many of us who simply need help, a listening ear, a trustworthy person to confide in. I would say Jesus' compassion sets forth an example that we all prayerfully strive for, one that exhibits hope, faithfulness, and love for our fellow human being. It makes us ask, what does one really need in life? What do we yearn for? In our consumerist culture, it seems we hear an awful lot about what we want. The newest car, the best vacation, the latest gadget, the list goes on. But what do we really need to live life more abundantly? A flower needs water. A child needs food, love, and attention. We all need basic necessities, but there's more. We need a Savior, one that shows us what true mercy and grace is and provides for us the way to live our lives abundantly. Today, more than ever, we need renewal. When societal norms are breaking all ties with religion and a zeal for the gospel of our Lord. I remember when I first arrived at seminary late last August, I was really overwhelmed and unsure and even pretty confused a lot of the time. Moving from a rural setting here outside of Fincastle, Virginia, to live in a place that was very urban, surrounded by concrete and academics who had been in the career for their whole lives, was very challenging, especially after an 18-year hiatus from college. And living amongst a culture that was profoundly prideful and looked at me strangely when I tried to speak to them with a gentle hello. All this was difficult, but then there were those who showed me just what I needed. I was certain at that point that the God of our universe specifically put them in my life for such a time as this. I felt God's presence and love through them. This is exactly what we are called today to do. To our fellow human beings, to reach out, to love, to support, and to guide, just as Jesus himself did. In our collect this morning, we fully experience our Lord through his grace and mercy, allowing for an understanding that without Jesus, we really are nothing. We are like the Israelites, alienated from God. We indeed have no hope. Where there is hope in the blood of Jesus Christ, there we find that he has redeemed us into a new humanity. As citizens of the household of God, we are an indwelling temple of God. We shall not fear, but put our trust in our Lord and Savior. God knows what we need even before we ask. His strength is in our weakness and showing us mercy when we don't deserve it. We also see compassion itself is inherent to discipleship. Have you ever seen something that just needs to be dealt with? Maybe in an overwhelming sense, or maybe not. Something as simple as a person who's needing a door held for them. Someone who's gotten lost and needed directions. or as some significant as someone who has hit rock bottom, and you are the only one that they can talk to. It's a visceral feeling, really, one that is a sudden act, and as a Christian, one that we are all surely aware of. Compassion is a doing, not complacency. It's a deep emotion, one that leads to teaching and servanthood. The age is breaking through now. It's immediate. Those who seek God's kingdom are invited to follow Jesus. They are invited to let go of themselves, let go of the flesh. Just as a compass is our guide when we are lost in the woods, Jesus is our living compass in the world. God inspires us to live with a big picture in view and not one with a narrow field of reference. We are to be shepherds in God's flock while living out our faith to aid in the eternal hope of the lost. John 10:11 reads, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Christ leads us in the narrative of redemption. When on the shore, he experiences dramatic brokenness that was incomprehensible. He was greeted with suffering through pain and affliction. Friends, through the fall of man, sin has entered our world. We need God's grace. It is there for us. God sends his Son in the flesh to penetrate all brokenness so that there is an eternal hope. He really does care for you and me. He knew us before we were in the womb, and he knows our hearts and our minds. But what do we need from Christ? We need him as the Lord of our lives. God's goodness is on full display in the gospel. It shapes us, our needs, desires, and our hearts. We cry out for it. We are charged to press on toward our risen Lord, to be greeted in that heavenly place where poverty will be no more, racism will be no more, sickness will be no more, addiction will be no more, abuse will be no more, and where we will finally meet Almighty God forevermore. Amen.